are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live right now taking your calls and your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. I would tell you to find us on Facebook and Twitter, but I guess the study just came out saying a third of the U.S. population refuses to use Facebook and Twitter. They were like, no way, not for me. Apparently, marketing, e-commerce, and web development expert Jamie Grove created a survey with the help of Google to find out if consumers like signing up for sites with their Facebook or Twitter login. As a result, he found out that roughly 34.5% of internet users don't even have a login for either site.
Armageddon.
In total, Google served the survey 16,000 times, collected 1,800 responses for $150. Well, I would have taken the survey. Apparently, they asked don't you hate that? You hear that a survey was out there and you could have made $150. Mr. Grove, did I call him Groove? Yeah, Grooven, Grove, asked internet users the following question. For $150, this was the question. When a website asks you to sign up with Facebook or Twitter, do you do it? Okay, now that's different. That's different. I say no. I don't sign up with the website on Facebook and Twitter because I want to be left alone. I don't like how everything is connected to my Facebook and Twitter such as that. I made the mistake of going on Badu. I was on a subway in New York City, and you saw all these pictures of Badu, and I didn't know what Badu was supposed to be. But I'm like, well, if it's another Facebook, you know, you on radio, you're supposed to make sure you're on every major site. I never got on MySpace because by the time radio was really kicking in for me, I had to finally give in and go on Facebook and Twitter and figure that stuff out. So I don't even think I have a MySpace. But as these new things are coming, Cloud, there's a High Five, I don't know. So I go on Badu. And I'm getting all these messages from Mr. Lick-a-Lot. I mean, they're very sultry, voyeuristic. And I'm like, wait a second, this isn't a dating site, is it? Well, the same thing. No, not on Badu. Lick-a-Lot is now on High Five. So, of course, no, I didn't want to friend him. But, I mean, I would probably have to say I would answer no to that question, too. So I think it's a little misleading that it's not that people aren't on Facebook. They don't want to connect. However, this survey said that 35% of the U.S. internet population is not on Facebook or Twitter. That's what they say. And they say 50% of them don't do it because they're afraid of scams. Okay, I don't blame them. All right. They say they are now estimating that a third of our population is not using any kind of social media. I think a third of the population, I think more than a third of the population is actually annoyed by it. I think many of us on social media like it. I think there's a group of us that don't like it, but we feel like we have to do it because of work. And then there's a third of us that, well, as far as the eye could see, never see themselves putting themselves on it. Here's the thing. I like Facebook when I get to interact, which is why, you know, if you guys do go on Facebook later, find the Dr. Dahlia page. I love seeing who you are, meeting new people, seeing who's listening to my show, connecting, answering your medical questions. That stuff is fun. I can't stand the voyeuristic type stuff or, oh, hi, will you go out? I don't like that stuff. I want to be left alone. I just want to deal with my listeners. Yes, I probably have some listeners that are a little bit, you know, flirty or whatever, but for the most part, I feel like I could control it. What I don't like is it gets so big so quickly that you're reading thousands upon, it takes you probably 20 minutes to read the first 2 minutes of posts of your day. which is why I kind of like my Facebook page, because I could see what you guys read without having to go through everybody's individual feed. So I think there is going to be a self-destruct. I've said this before many times. I think Facebook and Twitter, to me right now, it looks like a one of those college billboards that's completely overcrowded. So no wonder many people are like, you know what, I'm just going to ride out the fad. However, if you have a business, you need to be on it. It's one of those things where you can't not have a presence. And if you don't have a presence on social media, what's wrong with you? Were you banned? Remember we talked about that, how employers would look for you on social media, and if you weren't there, they wouldn't say, oh gosh, that person's smart, because they want to keep their privacy. They'd go, wow, you must have been blocked. You must have been blocked. Something's wrong with you. I mean, what? Why is the glass half empty all of a sudden from the glass being half full? And I'm very frustrated. I'll be watching Deadliest Catch or one of these shows, and tweets will come up on the show. I can't stand that. I don't want to see other people's tweets. The whole purpose of Facebook and Twitter is for you to control who you're seeing all this stuff from. If I want to watch a show, I don't want to watch Twitter tweets. But I guess this is a technique that these shows can use. Deadliest Catch doesn't need it, guys. It's a good show. I don't know what the producer's thinking. You don't need to add the obnoxious tweets on there. I don't really care what Joe from Chattanooga has to say about Captain Bill. Just let me see the show. If I want to know what Joe has to say, Joe could find me on Twitter, connect, and then I could do that. So, you know, my thing is if you do have a business and you aren't on Facebook or Twitter, you know, figure out how you could utilize it. You know, the way these things work, for those of you that aren't on it, is let's say you have a business and you want to utilize the free advertising that it gives you. It gives you free advertising. Basically, you find friends. Every time you post, your friend gets that post. Now, of course, the hard part is getting friends and getting followers, because some people may be like, I really don't want to have any more Subway posts. I don't care what's going on with McDonald's. I don't care, whatever. It's cluttering my page up. And that's what I think is happening. In the beginning, it was great. I'd know what all my friends' businesses were doing. Now it's like, look, I just want to know what my individual friends are doing, see their pictures. I don't want to hear about the special that you have. And so you still get it out there because, you know, just like a commercial, if somebody wants to shut it off, they shut it off. But, you know, and if you don't know how to utilize it, just give me an email at drdahlia.com. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've been back to school now for a few days. I know that Chicago, I guess the kids are out of school again because they're striking, and we spent a significant amount of time, you know, talking in the first 2 hours about that. But, you know, I'm getting many emails from you guys on, you know, do you have any good techniques on how to get our days a little easier? And I do have some techniques, but what was funny is this article came out, obviously, because it's the perfect time, on how moms do shortcuts throughout the day and what are the top 20 shortcuts these moms do. And it's kind of cute when you see this. And I'm not saying this is what you're supposed to do, but it was very interesting on what are some things that moms have been doing as shortcuts that many of us do as well. This is posted in Daily Mail. Now, I'm not saying these are the things you should do, but this is what a lot of moms do to save time. The top 20 mother time savers and father. One is they freeze food to use later in the week. Now, this one I'll have to agree with. If you have time on Sunday to cook dinner, cook food, cook a bunch of chicken salads, a bunch of tuna salads, etc. Make it early in the week. If you need food for dinner, make the meatloaf, the pot roast, whatever, if you could freeze it. I know it doesn't taste as good as fresh, but honestly, between the football and the basketball and the swim and the dance, it's hard to do. Number two, they say use jarred sauces instead of homemaking everything. We do that a lot, too. We'll get some ragu spaghetti sauce, throw it on there. I know it's not as good as the real one. Many moms buy convenience food. You and I know that's not the best thing to do, but it's obviously one of the top things they do. Laying out clothes and school uniform the night before. You guys have to do it. I keep saying it, and I sometimes don't do that. Have everything the kids need out. Socks next to the shoes, the clothes out. If you think the cat's going to pee on it, then fine. Hang everything up and put it on the door handle or something. But kids trying to find their clothes, honestly, every morning it's like a screaming match in here. All right. They delegate household tasks to other family members. That's what busy moms are doing now. That's what my mom did. She didn't clean the house. I did. I had to clean the toilet, clean the house, scrub the floors, scrub the blinds, feed the cats, clean the poo-poo, clean the dog poo-poo, clean the pool. That's just what I had to do. And if I didn't do it, I didn't get to eat. So absolutely get these kids working. They should. Another thing moms seem to do is bribe children with treats to get them to cooperate. Don't do it. Do not get suckered into that. These kids should not be bribed. Some of the moms hang up the clothes instead of ironing them. I stopped ironing my kids' clothes long ago. Or what I'll do is if they're wet, I'll throw them in the dryer, tumble dry, pull them out, put them on a hanger, and they're fine. Use a pen to write their names on clothing and shoes rather than sew labels. I don't think I've ever sewed a label into my kids' clothes. And honestly, my kids really shouldn't be taking off their clothes at school. I mean, I get that in gym, but other than that, they really need to be keeping their clothes on, especially their underwear. Many moms are using baby wipes to clean their kids' faces instead of washing them. Don't do that. All right. I used to do that as a baby. Remember, these baby wipes still have chemicals on them. So if you don't have to, you know, give those kids chemicals, try not to. Simple soap. And remember, you got to teach your kids too. Okay. They need to wash with soap and water. Many moms give children food they like so they don't complain, even if it's not healthy. Again, moms are trying to save time. Don't do it. If you let your kids eat a sugary cookie for breakfast because you don't have time in the morning, that cookie is going to be burned up within a half hour, and these kids are going to be hungry. They're not going to do well in school. All right, so make sure you have planned ahead of time what you're going to do with breakfast and make sure it's something healthy. Many moms use the 3-second rule when dropping food on the kitchen floor, right? You drop food on the kitchen floor. As long as you get it up between 3 seconds, it doesn't get dirty. That's wrong. We all know that. All right? But we still let the kids eat it, and they're fine, right? I'm not going to make you a whole nother sandwich. I don't have time to make you a whole nother sandwich. Eat the sandwich that fell on the floor. That's a big no-no. Can't do it, people. Got to make them a new sandwich. Even wiping it off. These bacteria, they jump. They know exactly. Remember, these bacteria can move quickly. They move quicker than you. So, no, the 3-second rule doesn't apply. But that's what moms do. Another thing moms do when they're slammed for time, they'll grate vegetables into food to ensure their children are eating 5 fruits and vegetables a day. I think it's a great idea. If your kids like meatloaf or meatballs, try to get some vegetables snuck in there. Remember, Jerry Seinfeld's wife came up with a book on how to sneak vegetables into the food. It was a smart book. Let me see here. They say buy outfits for school plays instead of making them. Well, that's what we do. I do not make my kids outfits for school plays. I go to a costume store and I can't stand it because every time they have a school play, it costs $30. I can't be spending that kind of money. But again, when you don't have time, another thing busy moms do is they pay for school dinners instead of making them. They use drive-through fast food. They stick ketchup on foods that kids don't like just to get them in. They offer sweet treats to make them finish a plate. They put dry shampoo and a bit of talc on greasy hair to not wash it. You can do that? That's a cool trick. See, I tell my kids to go take a shower, but if they don't and they're late, does that work? You could throw some dry shampoo on their hair or put some talcum powder on their body. They give them cookies to keep them quiet, and then they spray deodorant in smelly shoes instead of buy new ones. All right, that's what busy moms do. So those are the tricks that many of us moms do. I make daddy do their homework. When I'm too tired to do their homework, I make daddy do it. Sometimes what we do, which I don't think is the healthiest, but we get those fortified health bars. and we have them eat that for breakfast. Because if they're going to be on the go, I could hand it to them and they could get in the car. I don't think it's the best thing to do. You really need to sit down and have a good breakfast, but breakfast is always on the run. Now, I used to give them a banana in the car. The problem with giving them a banana in the car is you will 3 months later find rotten banana. The rotten banana will be sitting in the bottom of the car. It'll be brown. It'll be black. It'll smell. Now, this is part of an ongoing theme that we've had in today's show with kids and how we as parents have been changing to modify with the kids. You know, one thing that's going on right now in Chicago with this teacher's strike that's going on this morning is it wasn't so much the money they're striking about. These guys are making $71,000 a year, and I think they were even offered more money. The big issue is the teachers' benefits and how they're going to be disciplined if these kids don't pass. Now, kids are different these days. They are a lot different. You aren't teaching a 1972 child or a 1984 child. You're teaching a child in 2012. Many of these kids have lost a lot of respect. Many of these kids don't have a mother and father in the home that can discipline them or scare them into going to school. Many of these kids, the kids have always done drugs, but even more so now, and prescription drugs. Many of these kids just don't care. You know, getting a high school diploma doesn't really seem that exciting anymore. And so if a teacher can't teach these kids, whose fault is it? Well, we keep saying the parents. Problem is the school district has to decide where to spend their money. And the school district is coming up with a system, from what we understand in Chicago, where a third of the teachers could actually be fired in a year or two if they don't get these kids to pass, you know, and based on their standardized score. So these teachers are upset, and they're striking. Now, my issue is if you don't think you could teach a 2012 kid, don't teach. Get out of the field and let somebody else that can teach. Just like if you're a doctor that won't be able to practice within the confines of Obamacare, get out. All right, because I don't want you doing medicine falsely. I don't want you trying to do medicine in a way that isn't full of your instinct and your ethics and your values. Same thing with teaching. If you don't like the way you have to teach kids and they're passing because you can't leave them behind and you don't think they're being taught right, but you're afraid you're going to lose your job, I don't think you're going to be able to strike and fight for them to change their minds. Okay, all the striking is doing right now is hurting the kids, honestly. All right, school districts have to find a way on how to get rid of the archaic dinosaur teachers and bring in the new ones. And unfortunately, the same thing is going to medicine. I am going to be a dinosaur within the next couple of years. The way I practice medicine is not the way Obamacare wants me to practice. And eventually, I'll probably only be able to practice medicine to people who don't have insurance or do the cash VIP. I don't know how I would do it. But if Obamacare is going to give me guidelines and tell me to second guess myself before every test, then how am I going to do all the life-saving things I've been able to do using my instinct? All right? If you tell a chef, all right, fine. Okay? You're going to cook, but you only get to use two instruments instead of 1,000. I'm sure that chef will still be able to do their job, but should they? Should they leave that kitchen and go to a kitchen where they could work? See what I mean? So this catering to the kids has to go. And a 2012 teacher needs to figure out how to teach a 2012 kid. All right? We can't be obsolete anymore. When we come back, more medical news. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dolly Show, and please follow us on Twitter. So they say overweight teens actually eat less than normal weight co-classmates. And I think many of us have found it. Many of us will eat a heck of a lot less than our skinnier friends, and we don't understand why. Well, you know, there always has to be a study for the obvious. Well, here it is. As expected, young children who are overweight consume more calories each day. But in this finding, researchers discovered that older overweight children consume fewer calories daily than their other healthy weighted counterparts. The study was done at the Department of Pediatrics in University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Overweight children reported eating fewer calories to lose weight. These kids have to eat even less. It's probably even harder. Well, we've talked about this. You've either got it or you don't. You got people with amazing metabolism, then you have people that don't have amazing metabolism. And remember I keep saying you have to eat breakfast? Most people that are overweight, most kids that are overweight skip breakfast. So if you think about it, if your skinny child is eating breakfast and eating lunch and eating dinner, yet your obese child is eating only lunch and dinner, A lot of times it could be technically eating less, right? Even calorie for calorie. I mean, my skinny friends would eat the same thing I had for lunch. We always got the same thing for lunch. Yet I would be heavier than they were. I hated it. You know, I was never a size 2. I got into a size 7 finally, then 9. I was happy with 9 for a little bit. But, you know, I could never be a size 2. It just never happened. So, but your kids are not going to understand this. That's the problem. Your kids are going to say, but look, when we go all out to lunch in high school, we all get 2 slices of pizza and a Coke. And you need to explain to them that you have to do the 1 slice of pizza or you have to eat the salad. It's going to be very frustrating. You also have to get people to eat breakfast. Even adults out there, you need to eat breakfast. Well, this study looked at 13,000 children between the ages of 1 and 17. I don't like to go into these stories. Sometimes it's kind of boring. Let me see. They say in 3 to 5-year-olds, overweight girls consume 1,700 calories a day compared to 1,500 calories per day of healthy peers. Of boys, it was 1,800 for 16. But remember, younger kids, heavier kids will eat more. But we're talking about older children. Between 12 and 14, overweight girls ate 1,700 calories, but the skinny girls were eating close to 1,900 calories. Same thing with boys, a little bit more with the boys. So you either got it or you don't. Either you got the metabolism or you don't. You got the exercise and you don't. And it takes a lot more than calories in equals calories out. So my recommendation is make sure you get your breakfast. Eat little bits of food throughout the day so you can burn it off. Make sure you're exercising and make smart choices. But remember, smaller portions. Just because the plate you get is a big platter doesn't mean you got to fill the plate. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, they're giving us new guidelines for strep throat. Oh, no. Don't give us any more guidelines, please. All right, they do not want doctors giving you antibiotics unless we could prove it's strep throat. All right. People many times say they have strep throat. Many times sore throats are caused by a virus and not by streptococcus bacteria, which causes strep. Viruses shouldn't be treated with antibiotics. We've talked about that. We know. Antibiotics don't treat viruses. We got that. Research shows that 15 million people in the U.S. go to the doctor for a sore throat. 70% of patients receive antibiotics for the sore throat. Only 20% actually have true strep. Okay? So the guidelines are telling us doctors to confirm the strep infection for testing. And then if so, only give generic penicillin or amoxicillin. If they're allergic, give cephalosporin, which, by the way, some of you penicillin allergic patients cannot take cephalosporin. About 10 to 20% of you could cross react. So I disagree with that. But they don't like us using Z-Pak. The Z-Pak we're having more and more antibiotic resistance with. So anyway, they're saying we recommend penicillin or amoxicillin for treating strep because they are very effective and safe. Other antibiotics, such as the Z-Pak, could lead to increased resistance. Now, here's the problem, okay, with sore throats. I think there's a lot of patients out there that really know their body. I've had a viral sore throat, and I've had a bacterial sore throat. The viral sore throat, I could live with. I could live with for days, and I'm fine. My bacterial strep throats come on extremely acutely. And even if somebody, let's say, swabs me, but doesn't swab a person correctly, or if there's something wrong with the strep test, I don't want to be denied antibiotics. But remember, we have a huge antibiotic resistance problem. There's no way the government is going to let us still write prescriptions willy-nilly. I mean, they are right. Not all sore throats need to be treated with antibiotics. See, what I like to do with many of my patients, and I tell you what happened, one of my physician assistants did absolutely right. She didn't think the sore throat was strep based on the way it looked and the way it acted, and there was no fever, there were no lymph nodes. So she did not give antibiotics. She said fluids, gargle with salt water, call me if anything changes. Well, a few days later, patients over the weekend go to urgent care. Patient was diagnosed with strep throat, not with a swab. Just the doctor said, it looks like strep, I'm going to give you the antibiotic. Well, the patient, of course, got better with the antibiotic. They wanted to take my PA to the cleaners because she thought it was viral at the time and didn't give antibiotics. So the problem you have is the PA actually did exactly right. She did exactly the way this article is telling us, exactly the way the CDC, U.S. Task Force, medical schools want you to treat a patient, but it doesn't matter. Parents were ticked. Parents had a right to be ticked. They took the patient, they took the child, and once they want everything done one-stop shopping, they don't want to come back 2-3 times. But we were taught in medical school the patient could come back. Not that practical now. All right? My patients do not want to come back in a day or two if they're not better. They accuse you of misdiagnosis. They accuse you of being negligent, wanting more money. So what's been happening with a lot of doctors is they've been saying, okay, well, to heck with this. Okay, I don't think it needs an antibiotic, but do you want me to write you one in case it gets worse? And that's what a lot of them are doing. Because the patient doesn't want to come back to see you if they don't want to pay, and they're going to accuse you of everything in the book. Now, I still don't like that idea. I would really like to say, look, this is what it is. It's viral. This is what I'm telling you to do. Come back. But it's just not being as practical. So, but we also have strep screening. So I could screen for strep in the office. I could screen it, you know. Now, do I have some people with very pussy, huge tonsils with lymph nodes that are strep negative? Yes. Sometimes I'll still treat them with antibiotics because strep isn't the only thing that causes, sore throat infections. Someone's got pus and they can't swallow. But also we gotta be careful because sometimes with mono, you'll have an older child with mono where, they're in their 20s, kind of late high school, early college years. They'll come down with a sore throat. It doesn't go away. You give them penicillin, they could get a rash. So, I mean, there is an art to sore throats, believe it or not. There is. It's going to be, though, very difficult for many of you if your doctor is going to, by the guidelines, say, look, doesn't look bacterial now. I don't have any strep tests. Insurance doesn't pay for strep testing. You don't want to pay for strep testing. So I'm going to just take a look. If it doesn't look like strep to me, I'm not going to give an antibiotic. Come back in 2 days if you need anything. And if you had a heck of a time getting off work to go there in the first place, that's going to be rough. But then again, on the flip side, we can't be giving antibiotics out willy-nilly. We can't. Flu season's coming up. And by the way, get your flu shots. Flu season's coming up. We can't be giving antibiotics for everybody that's got the fever. So, it's tough. It's just, honestly, what your job is really have good communication with your doctor. Say, look, I heard this on the Dr. Dahlia show, and thank you, by the way, or I read this. You know, are you going to have to now swab all my strep throats? See, what stinks for me is I don't usually show a positive. For my sore throats, I really need the antibiotics to kick in right away. I don't show a positive for strep, so that's going to stink if I can't get my medicine. That's going to really stink. But talk to your doctor. Go, look, what do you want me to do? What's the plan? Because I obviously can't do 2 visits per illness. I need to see you once. How should we do this? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in and listening. As you can see, we have new hours on the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you have any difficulty navigating on GCN Live, from what I understand over the next couple of days, the best way to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show would be to find me, under the list of radio hosts and then click on demand. That would probably be the easier way to do it. I know many of you listen by channel, which means if you're listening by channel now, you're probably not hearing this. But if you're listening to, one of the later podcasts, that's how you're going to have to do it in the next couple of days until we can figure out some of the changes, but go and find Dr. Dahlia specifically on the GCN website. Click that. You'll be able to listen to the show. Of course, you could download the Dr. Dahlia app on Android, and you can go to my website on demand. That's also fairly easy. All right, on demand. Glad you guys are with us. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. We're going to Alaska next June. It is going to be exquisite, beautiful. You're going to love it. And for those of you that have ever gone with us before, you know, parties, prizes, you learn a lot. You get a lot of alone time to do lovey-dovey and see whatever you want to see out there in Alaska. And it's great. So go to my website. It'll hook up with the travel agent and get you set up for that. All right. I don't know how many of you watch TLC's hoarding show, but I guess the home that's used in the hoarding TV show was quarantined after somebody tested positive for hantavirus who lives there. Apparently, the home is in the Houston suburb of the Woodlands, has been under quarantine since Friday. The woman had been in the home, tested positive for hantavirus, now recovering with medications after she's been in the hospital. Sheriff's deputy has remained outside the home all weekend to keep everyone a safe distance away. A second test on the woman will determine whether she, in fact, has hantavirus. Oh, that stinks. Have to leave your home. I don't watch Hoarders, so I don't know which home this is, but some of you that watch it may be able to see. They say between the cleanup crew and the film crew, as many as 30 people have been in and out of the home over the past 2 weeks. The producers of the reality series refused to comment on the situation. Infection with the hantavirus comes from inhaling, like mice droppings, deer droppings, etc. Inhaling it from that, the urine, etc., has a 40% mortality rate. Usually, though, rodents. And so if they're going into home, I mean, if I understand what hoarders is, the hoarders were like the house is a complete mess because there's all sorts of stuff in there? Huh. They say the best way to obviously prevent spread of disease is to control the rodents in the home. If rodents are found in the home, you need to make sure that you use folks who are licensed to clean the homes. It's interesting with this with rodents. When I was a little girl, and I'd watch Tom and Jerry, or I'd watch these cartoons, and there'd be a mouse that would run across the house. The mom in the cartoon would always scream, ah! Right, so I'd scream. And I'd tell my mom, because my mom was a tough lady, and I thought I was pretty tough. I'm like, Mom, if there was a mouse, you wouldn't scream. She's like, of course not. Why are people screaming for a mouse? It can't hurt you. And she said, well, they carry diseases and bad ones. And, you know, I never really believed her because I'm like, look at Tom and Jerry. So cute, little Jerry, so cute. Like, really, Mickey Mouse, really. Mice are always deemed cute. But if you think about it, you know, I mean, if you could get hantavirus with a 40% mortality rate, I think we need to start screaming when we see the mouse. No, getting cats won't work because I got 3 cats right now. They're stupider than stupid. They can't even kill a cockroach. They just sit there and play with it. Honestly, they wouldn't do it. I think a third visitor to Yosemite has died from the hantavirus. If you don't know, if you have the hantavirus and you have been possibly exposed to rat poo-poo, flu-like symptoms like chills, muscle aches, fever usually appear. Within a day or two, it could be difficult to breathe. And tell your doctor when you go into the hospital, say, look, among many things that you're testing me for, test me for hantavirus. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, this is very interesting. Mail Online reports that there is actually a little, gadget that you could use to tell you if your breath is good enough for the date or if you have bad breath. You know, usually you kind of breathe into your shirt or you breathe into your hand. They say you breathe into the gadget. It analyzes how bad the smell is, giving a rating from 1 to 4. They say try it before your dinner date. It's just called a bad breath tester. I'm trying to see. Right now, it does not have a name. That is really interesting to be able to take one of those. My problem is, what if it's malfunctioned? Do you really want to take a... Yeah, I use my kids. I'm like, kids, does my breath smell? No, Mom. It's fine. It smells of chocolate. Oh, I was reading to a bunch of students in this one preschool, and this little kid comes up to me. Now, remember, I got cats and dogs, and I work at a medical office. You know, I have some perfume and body spray, and I think I smell good, you know, my hair and stuff. And the kid comes up to me. And he just looks at me and goes, wow, you smell like, and I'm getting all nervous, chocolate. And I didn't even eat chocolate that day. Like, really, I smell like chocolate? He's like, yeah, and he was all smiley. And I was like, thank heavens Thank heavens. Okay. Also in interesting news, there's a pill that supposedly will make you look younger. Plastic surgeon Rosina Alley investigated this. Dove Spa supplement called Strength Within contains a mix of antioxidants like vitamin C, E, and lycopene that apparently diminishes those crow feet and fine lines. I don't know if I believe it. But they say 500 women took part in a 14-week trial of the pill and saw wrinkles around the eyes improve up to 30%. Researchers now in New Scientist magazine. Well, then I'll rub my face into the stuff if it works. I think it costs about $70 a month. Huh. Imidine, I guess. Imidine supplies it. Protein-rich extract derived from fish. Collagen. Elastin is in it. Here's my problem, though. How much of that can you take without it hurting you? Anyway, anti-aging pill. I guess that's the way to go. Speaking of aging, Newt Gingrich is in the news. I like Newt Gingrich. He's very, very smart. You know, he has a comment on, he was commenting on Bill Clinton's speech. I don't have his quotes, of course, but, it was interesting. And I just thought of this while we were talking about anti-aging. Bill Clinton had given a speech for Obama at the Democratic National Convention, and it was very well spoken. It was very eloquent. Very dapper. I disagreed with a lot of it, but the one thing I noticed is he said some things that I wouldn't expect him to say. You know, now nobody could have fixed the economy. Nobody could have, you know, dealt with the mess. And I would have expected him to not bring up the negatives, like Obama still is in a crappy economy. You would think he would have said Obama's done amazing. He got us out of this, whatever. Well, Newt Gingrich today in the news is talking about how he thought that Clinton's speech was eerily anti-Obama. Now, this also comes on the tail of people going, wait a second, doesn't Clinton want his wife to become president? So Clinton is going to need Obama to leave office, Romney to take over, and then have Hillary run in 2016. Or she doesn't get a chance because she has to do it before she gets too old. I mean, this is what people are saying. And everyone's like, well, why would Clinton have done such a positive speech for Obama? But I was like, I don't know if it was completely that positive. There was something not right in there. It was almost like it was glorifying the Clinton days. And many of us were a little nostalgic for the Clinton days after his speech. And it was very interesting because Newt Gingrich picked up on that, too. He said it was kind of eerily anti-Obama, talking about how Clinton could work with the Republicans. You know, he was able to, you know, get jobs and deal with the economy. And even though a lot of Clinton's policies, I think, also put us where we are today, but I won't go there now. That's kind of interesting. I thought that was kind of neat. Gingrich is a smart guy. I got to say that. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Remember, tell everybody we are on demand on my website tomorrow. We'll let you know more on the GCN website tomorrow. Just look for us, find us, listen to us. We are now 9 to noon Pacific, noon to 3 Eastern. Cannot wait to tell you more. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Email us. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Prep-tember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Prep-tember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.